Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our Everyday Faith series. We're working our way through the letter from James to the early church. And I want to read to us chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. But I want to start back in 14 and 15 because the context here, it's a continuation of that. He says, "What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, be warmed and filled,' without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." So James's main point here, which is in a lot of ways the big theme of his entire letter, is that faith without works is dead. That if we trust Jesus, if we love the Lord and we believe the gospel, our lives should be transformed by the gospel. That faith produces fruit in our lives. It produces life change. And so what he's saying here is kind of in the reverse. If you don't see any fruit, then that faith is not real. If you don't see works in your life, works of acts of compassion and mercy, he says, then you have to ask yourself the question, is my faith a living and active faith, a faith that saves, or is it merely sort of dead belief that doesn't really have any impact? And he goes on to talk about that more in verse 18 and verses 18 and 19. But the illustration he uses here, you know, he says, if a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and we just go to them and say, "Man, let me pray for you about that. And I hope God gives you the things you need." But we're sitting there having the things that they need, and we're not willing to share and take care and meet that need. He says that our faith, what good is that type of faith? The faith that says, yes, Jesus saved me and met me in my need, but I'm not willing to meet the needs of others. And I want to address a tension I think sometimes we feel here, particularly in our culture, where I think sometimes you have people in your life who are looking at you going, "Man, I need this and I need this help." And maybe you're in a place of going, "Lord, I want to help, but also I don't want to like solve this problem for them." I feel like there are times where, hey, if this is something that you need to work through and God needs to, you know, help you through this. And if I come in and just solve it, I might actually be enabling a problem here. I want to make sure we understand that's not what James is talking about. There are times in our culture where we have people in our lives we have to, you know, thoughtfully think through and pray about, like, "Lord, how do I help this person best?" But that is not what James is talking about. James, they're in a culture where he's like, you've got people around you, and this still happens today at certain times where, I mean, this person literally doesn't have the physical necessities, the material needs. Like, it's a brother or sister, he says, who is poorly clothed. They don't have the clothes they need, and lacking in daily food. They don't know where their next meal is coming from. And he says, they're a brother or a sister, and they come to you and they're in need. And your response to them is not to say, "Hey, how do I help you meet? How do I meet this need? How do I make sure you have what you need? Let me share from what God has given me to help meet your need." Instead, he says, you say to them, be go in peace, be warmed and filled. You know, let me pray about that, or let me bless you, but not really do anything, not lift a finger to help. James says, when you're faced with that and you've got really a heart of stone there that's saying, I don't want to do anything to help, he says, that's not a faith that has changed your life. We're not putting our faith into action in that moment. We have to have, as believers in Christ, we are asking God, help me to have a heart of compassion, a heart of mercy that looks around, and when I see the needs of others, legitimate needs, and that God has given me more than I need so I can help this person in need, that my heart is moved to do it. And not just my heart, but my hands and feet, that I meet that need because God has come and he has served me that way. And so I want to take us here just in a moment. I want us to pray. And I want us to pray along those lines of, "Lord, help my faith to so shape my heart that when I see needs around me, my heart is moved to do something about it, not just to pray about it, but to, when I have the opportunity to meet a physical, a material need for someone, that I I'm willing to do so. That the generosity of Christ toward me overflows in generosity toward others. Let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take a moment to pray as well. Father, I do pray that for us. God, I think sometimes I feel tension personally. We live in a culture where it can feel sometimes, even just looking globally, it can feel like there's so much need in so many different directions. And God, we need wisdom to know what to do. Sometimes it can feel overwhelming. But Father, don't let that paralyze us into doing nothing. God, you have met us in our need, and you have saved us, and you've made us rich in Christ. And for many of us, we have, even from a material perspective, more than we need. God, help us to use that in generous ways to meet the needs of others, to have hearts not of stone, but hearts of flesh, compassionate hearts that are moved to action, to putting our faith into action and showing mercy and kindness to others. God, we ask that in Jesus' name, and we thank you. The Father, we're not working for your approval. We're working from your approval. We know we have it in Christ because of what Jesus has done for us. Let our lives be shaped by the love of Jesus. God, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to reflect on this and to pray as well.